The Bat Cats did it again, folks. Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State. Well, when I left off with K-State baseball on the last edition of the postcast edition of this podcast, they are trailing 5-0 after six innings. They left two men on in the bottom of the sixth inning. Well, what did I say toward the end of that podcast? The numbers favored K-State outscoring their opponent after from the seventh inning on, 37-19. That number, for some reason, stuck in my head after I locked off that postcast. Said, they're going to do something here. They're going to come back and win this game. Well, sure enough, the Batcats rallied by the Skyhawks of Stonehill after trailing for a majority of this game and walked it off in the bottom of the ninth inning to secure themselves, save themselves from an embarrassment of a loss. But they turned it around from the seventh inning on. They're trailing 5-0 in the bottom of the seventh inning. Scored two runs in the bottom half and then tied the game in the eighth inning. And then Kai and Lotus did a rest, folks, for K-State in a 6-5 dramatic victory last night in Toyota Family Stadium, keeping, at least for the time being, K-State unbeaten in a sweep Army and Stonehill in that weird two-game set there between the two games, a four-game. You knew you had to come home and win these games. That's what K-State did. Tyson, shout out Tyson Neighbors, folks. He really locked down the Stonehill defense offense in the last three innings, striking out. How many was that? Seven of his final 10 batters of the game here. Manager Pete Hughes after the game saying, quote, one of the best qualities of this team is their ability to come back. He goes on to say, quote, you're never out of a game because they don't panic and they stay with the process. You know, we've seen this time in and time again with this team. Again, they trailed Army in the previous game on Sunday. It was, 3-0? Army jumped down K-State. For whatever reason, if you've been following this podcast, if you notice the trend of these, whether it's women's basketball, sometimes a men's team basketball, you have the football team at times going back to some last semester. Yes, some of these teams get off to slow starts. Women's tennis, that's a perfect example there. It takes a while, but then all of a sudden, you never, especially in the college game, you never can cut out a college team. And that, you throw in K-State for that matter, the last two games, because they could have easily folded the tent and lost these last two games. But instead, you turn those into wins. That's what you need to do here. And you wish, and if you go back to the one run losses with especially Lamar and Omaha, you would like to see them close those games out with a flourish like they did here in the last two nights in a row. But hey, baseball's a funny game. But hey, K-State did what they needed to do, rallied back from two consecutive deficits. Army 3-0, and then Stonehill jump on K-State yesterday in the first inning. Put up four runs in the first inning there as well. Yeah, caught in the college game. Momentum. I've been saying this all along, K-State Nation. Telling you, momentum is real in the college game. If you get it, you better rock with it. That's what K-State baseball team did these last two games. We have really put us put our hearts in a different heart rate here. No pun intended there. As well here. Wow. K-State behind the box score here. Six runs. Only two of those were earned. Seven hits. And they really put Stonehill pitching to bind. 10 walks. But their offense also left 10 left on base. This was the same team that they put to the woodshed, Stonehill, in the first meeting back on Saturday, 25-3. So that was really puzzling to see them struggle with this team in the first place. Yeah, but again, baseball is something else right there as well. And this was the first walk-off in quite a while for the Cats here. You got to go. They didn't have a walk-off win last year. You got to go back to May of 2021 last year where Chris Abalos walked off with a three-run bomb against TCU. So it's been a year. It's changed since K-State walked things off at 20 Family Stadium, and they didn't really need to last year because they may handle their business for the most part, I keep saying on this podcast that, look, man, I said, look, go check the box score here real quick before we log off this podcast. But look, man, this K-State team, they have their heads on straight. They have one of the best. We have one of the best home field advantages in the baseball college game. And hey, that might be a reach, but hey, we got to be biased on this podcast. That's what we have seen in the last 2 years under Manager Pete Hughes. Is they just get it done at home. And so, you know, you've come into Toyota Family Stadium, you know you're going to be in a dogfight most of the time there as well. So, huge. You need to win these three games. And now you have, you get a little bit of rest and welcome Youngstown State. Comes into Toyota this weekend, this upcoming weekend. 3-9. So, again, opportunities there. K-State to get some wins, man. Keep stacking them wins. Build those blocks. Like I always say on this podcast. And go from there, man. If you get this all K-State offense rolling, there is no way to stop it. There's no way to stop it whatsoever here. I'm trying to see here what I'm looking at here as far as... Let's see if I can still, there we go. K-State. All right. Now we're on the right page here. Cole Johnson was busy last night. Cole Johnson, left fielder, 2-for-4 last night. Dom Hughes, 2-for-2 in the game. Let's see. Brennan Jones, 0-for-3 in the game. And then you're wondering where Nick Goodwin last night did not get a hit, but he did reach. So did Brennan Jones as well. So I remember Brennan Jones has reached in all games this year. There as well. Rafael Batellar, only 1-for-5 in the game as well. Orlando Salinas Jr., who had a big homestand, went hitless in this game. The final game of this weird homestand, 0-for-4 in this ball game here coming up. Welcome back to the Pearl Project Podcast. Postcast edition, Eddie Greer here. That's again, sorry for, I had to take a quick phone call here for this. So, Brennan Cole Johnson had his prints on this game. The winning pitcher, Tyson Nabors, 3 stellar innings. Again, he, to me, was the player of this game. Tyson Nabors doesn't hold Stonehill in check there. K-State loses this game. Struck out 7, nothing. Gave him absolutely nothing through his 3 innings of work there. The loss goes to Ryan Douglas there in 2/3 there for him and giving up the walk-off there in the bottom of the ninth inning there. And exciting things going on right now for K-State baseball. Trying to take it easy right now and seeing how this plays out. But right now, K-State bumps its overall record to 8-5 after a couple of thrilling games here in Toyota Family Stadium. So next up for K-State baseball and Manager Pete Hughes and company, they host Youngstown State this weekend. The 3-game series starting on Friday at Toyota. And let me see if I can get the time here for you guys real quick. If I get back to the main screen, I don't have times in front of me, but stay tuned on that. Coming up on a special mini edition of the Pro Project Podcast Weekly. Got a special guest coming on here in a few minutes here. We're gonna talk some K-State basketball. So let's take a look at the big picture for the Big 12 tournament here coming up. So this is going to be a little special edition for you guys coming up here this week on the show. So make sure you subscribe first off to the Pro Project Podcast. And then second, do us a favor. Make sure you continue to tell your friends about this podcast. Please do it. And, of course, leave a rating or a review. No 1-star. We're not going to allow that on this podcast. Not no more. I don't know who put that this 1-star on there. But I digress. I digress. But no more 1 or 2 stars. 4, 5 stars only. It only helps reach potential other K-State fans who want to know more about what's going on besides football and men's basketball about this podcast. That's going to do it on another thrilling baseball postcast edition of Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition. Eddie Greer, appreciate you. Go Cats. K-State, now 8-5 in 2023.